Hey there, sweetie pie. How's my favorite little partner in crime doing? Oh, what? Now you're gonna play the wallflower? Please. Last night, you just wouldn't shut up. All that moaning and squirming and whining behind your back? Gotta say, I like my white noise machine better. The whole captive victim ASMR shit just doesn't really do it for me. Hey, you're just lucky I let you out of the box. You're lucky I even made you a box. Well, box, coffin, same thing, really. Coffin's just a box for a human. A dead human, sure, but, we're all gonna die one day, right? Some of us sooner than others. You know, I kind of love it when your eyes go wide like that. It's so cute. Makes me want to just wedge my thumb in, you know? Right in that little socket there and just boop, boop. Pop out that cute little peeper of yours. Stick it in a jar, you know? Early prep for Halloween. I knew I could make you scream. Fucking nailed it. You can shut up now. I'm just messing with you. All that body parts and formaldehyde stuff is for haunted houses and Hollywood schlock films. I would rather keep your eyes in your head anyway. So you can see what comes next. Oh, that's right. Mama brought some company home. We are gonna have a little play date. Doesn't that sound like fun? Don't worry. You know I'm being rhetorical. Besides, it sounds like fun to me. And that's the only thing that really matters in this equation, right? If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, etc., etc. Though now that I think about it, what makes mama happy is the abject suffering of others, so maybe that doesn't apply in this situation. Oh well. I know. He's making so much noise and I'm not giving him shit for it. Double standard, right? But see, the difference is, I don't plan on keeping him around. Not like you. He doesn't inspire me like you do. I'm bullish you should see this fucker. He's got a really punchable face. But before I open up our mystery bag here, I really ought to set up some supplies, don't you think? I don't want to make the same mistake as before. Not that you were a mistake. No, you were a... What does Bob Ross say? A happy accident or something like that? You were a deviation from the standard protocol, let's say. An aberration. And I'm really grateful for that, you know? Small blessings. But I'm not about to push it. One aberration is a blessing. Two is a pattern. And you know how I feel about establishing patterns. Except for, like, brushing your teeth and bathing and shit like that. I mean, that's not a pattern. That's a habit, though, right? Fuck, I don't know. Though I don't think anyone's been busted for using too much Crest. No. No, this is going to be something totally new. Not the killing. That's old hat at this point. No, this is about the shared experience. The corruption. Oh, don't look at me like that. You knew this was coming. I mean, we had a whole discussion about it. Or I did. You were just sitting there, captive audience and everything. My favorite kind. Shut up in there. God, it's so rude. I'm trying to have a conversation here. Some people, didn't their mother ever teach them manners? Oh, but don't you worry, your pretty little head. Mama's here to teach you. Not manners, but the art of the game. And by game, I don't mean negging. I mean killing. You know? Bam, pow, ouch. My lungs are filling with blood. And now I know what you're thinking. You've never done this before. You're just an amateur. How do you know you won't just wound the poor fucker and leave him in agony for hours and hours without the sweet embrace of death to release him from the suffering? Personally, that's one of my favorites. The agony. Seeing how long they can last before they shuffle off this mortal coil. But seeing as we're popping your cherry here, we'll keep it simple. I hand wash this time. Old dog, new tricks. I realize you're tied up and not about to let you go, so we're gonna have to work around these shortcomings for the time being. Don't you worry. I am sure you'll be going full slasher in no time. Did you wonder why I moved your hands this morning? You know, from back to the front? Did you figure it out earlier, or did it just dawn on you now? I mean, you must have known. I don't put plastic sheeting out because I enjoy the aesthetic. Yeah. That's the look of recognition I was waiting for. You may not be able to move your arm, sure, but those sweet little fingers of yours are perfect for holding a blade. Just like so. Hold on fucking tight. Yeah, see? Good job. Now you hold on to that for me, and I'm just gonna release our little friend here. Get up here. No. I'm just gonna hold him up, and then just kind of, heavy bastard, goddamn, push him down onto that knife you're holding. Right? Into his chest. Remember to aim for the heart. All you have to do is sit there and let gravity do the work. Oh, you dropped it. You defiant little fuck. You don't want to play, is that it? You'd rather I just kill you now? Get it over with? Is that it? Run the knife up against your chest. Just push it in. And you're suffering? Is that it? You think you can manipulate me that easily? You stupid asshole. I've been manipulating people since I was in diapers. I get what I want. And if you don't give it to me, I take it. So now we don't have a choice. We are gonna do it the hard way. If you want to hold the knife of your free will, the tape will hold it for you. Right in those hot little hands, just like this. There we go. There we go. Just so you can't let it drop. Perfect. Thank you so much for your cooperation. Now let's get this dead weight off the ground and help you discover how fun it can be to play God. Oh, yeah. Do you feel that? The resistance of flesh gets the knife. How it squelches when you drive the blade home. Do you feel the power of it? Taking someone's life? Do you understand now? Let me pull him back. Look at him. Look at him. Look into his eyes. You see how dilated his pupils are? He's dying. Because of you. You took that from him. Think how powerful that makes you. You look a little pale. Don't throw up. You saw that gag on. I wouldn't want you to choke on it. That would end all our fun. Oh, and oh, I have so much fun in store for us. And I do mean us. You just had your first kill. You're part of this now. Fuck. I never knew not killing someone could be such a blast. Ooh, you did such a good job. You're natural. Maybe not up here. Not yet. But I'll get you there. Human conditioning and all that. You'll learn to love it. Or you won't. No skin off my nose, because you'll be doing it either way. Alright, you stay there. I gotta go clean up this mess. You know, the sooner you get into this, the better. It would be so much easier with a second pair of hands. I mean, I can get the hands, but I really need them to be attached to a willing body. Don't worry. I'll bathe you in a little bit. Until then, why don't you just sit there and breathe. Breathe in the smell of copper. Sweat and shit. Because he totally shit himself. Corpses. No dignity. Mwah. Hang tight. Enjoy that thought. I'll be back. And congratulations, partner. Oh, we are gonna make this world our bitch. One victim at a time.